So it's been 5 years since my divorce, and I haven't dated yet, and I am finally feeling ready and wondering how, during a pandemic, I'm going to meet somebody.
Oh, I have to tell you, an adorable... I had another person who wanted to date, and they wrote it in a manifestation of, you know, what they want, a strong person, great smile, laughter, etc. And they kept writing it down by pencil on a yellow-lined note sheet. And she's driving along on the freeway, and this driver is driving along and honking his horn and waving and smiling his beautiful smile, and she met him. Just like that. So don't be specific on how you want to meet the person. Just put it out there and realize that it's possible, even in the pandemic, to interact with someone. Of course, they're going to do, you know, their phone calls and texting for a couple of weeks, and then they get to meet. So believe is the underlining thing. Believe that you deserve it. Don't go, oh, please, 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 please. But believe that you deserve it.
Right.
Now, the angels are telling me March to April of this year, be ready because this person is going to be walking in your door. Literally, I don't think it's going to be the UPS man knocking on the door, but ready to come in. The minute you write and believe that you deserve, your partner will be there. And you probably already want to ask, have done their homework on themselves to improve themselves. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? Are you ready?
Yeah, totally. Definitely.
Okay.
And I just recently read something that talked about it's okay to want a life partner and still be an independent woman, and it doesn't mean it's wrong that I want a life partner. And that really shifted me for the first time.
Well, we are in the 21st century, so we can be independent and love someone, too. So let's go 3 cheers for that to start the year out right.
Awesome. Yes.
Thank you.
Hooray.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jen, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Happy New Year.
Bye.